proportion.
It's time for Nicholas Snow Live, the podcast that's all about connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio.
Good morning, everyone. It is Friday, May 15th, 2015 at 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. But as you know, my show is available in perpetuity, so who knows when you're listening to the show. In this episode, I'm really excited to welcome producer-director Danielle Earle. She's known from the L.A. Web series, award-winning series, Brooklyn is in Love. And also, I'll be welcoming cast members of her new feature film, Lover's Game. Lover's Game is a love story of seduction, art, and the emotional battles that bend and break us. And let's start out with the audio of the trailer.
Did we ever love each other? Or was it just loneliness that brought us together?
Vincent.
Yeah.
I don't even know your name.
Oh.
I'm Jillian.
Right. Annabella.
I've always wondered if it were the passion that brought us together, or the paintings, or maybe that vulnerability that we both shared with painful memories. Plastic lovers. I believed the lie that we were in love. But then again, sometimes lies are more painful than the truth.
You came knocking at my door. Oh, Annabella!
Now I'm ending it.
I feel like I never see you anymore.
A mirage of unfulfilled passion that can only end badly. I just don't want to see you get hurt again.
And that is audio from the trailer of Lover's Game. And coming up, I have the producer-director Danielle Earle and cast members after this.
I want to give a big shout-out of thanks to all my advertisers. You'll hear the commercials during the show. If this episode had a presenting sponsor, you would be hearing their commercial right now at the beginning of the show. For information on how to secure this sponsorship, or for the contact information for all my advertisers, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the Advertisers link in the main sub-menu. Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revival, voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revival. Find it here. Visit us at RevivalStores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before, and I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert Age Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
And now, on with the snow, show, celebrating his fourth decade as a multimedia entertainment activist. Producer and host Nicholas Snow is all about honoring and expressing his life force in a way that makes a difference, while inspiring you to do the same. Reaching millions of people worldwide, Nicholas is definitely a leading primo promo homo on the go-go. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just drifted into your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
And I'm ready for my close-up. Are you? I'm so excited because the internet, when I was in my early years of media activism, one of the things that I would say is that the internet is allowing us to jump homophobic Hollywood gridlock and go directly to a global audience that wants and needs entertainment product for and about their lives. And I began to do that in the 1990s with my own public access TV show in the LA area and started to put it online. That's the good news. The bad news is that because anyone can access a worldwide audience, there's a lot of content that can be put online that isn't necessarily good. So when I hear that someone has a web series, I approach it with trepidation. But I have to say there's nothing to fear about the fabulous content that is coming out of Danielle Earle's work and that of her team. It only takes a few seconds to look at someone's creative work and know right away if it's good. And literally, I just had to look at Danielle Earle's work for a very short period of time, and I could see that it was stellar. So I didn't even have to keep reading the rest of her pitch to come on my show. I knew that I wanted to have her on. And without further ado, let's bring her on to the show. Danielle, welcome.
Oh, hi, Nicholas. Thank you so much. And thank you for that intro. And I just want to tell you, thank you so much for this opportunity to be on your show. And I'm just really thankful and honored just to be with you right now.
Well, I love it that you're here. I watched part of the television interview that you did about Brooklyn Is in Love, and actually I went and I watched some of Brooklyn Is in Love, one of the clips that you sent me a link to, and I was immediately struck by the quality of the writing, the quality of the acting, the pacing, the scene, the cinematography. I mean, it was all immediately there. So would you concur with me that there's a lot of content that gets put up that just really is lacking? And what do you do to make yours so stellar?
Oh, that's a good question. I guess, my history, especially with growing up, I was very drawn to, I would say, soap operas, especially for my mother. She watched like everything from As the World Turns to Young and the Restless. And, just one thing that took me was just the writing and how they could just continue on for years and years, just, creating new content. And, I guess, that type of thing, maybe it's a generation thing that, that kind of thing has to kind of carry on. And I'm hoping that there's more, projects that kind of carry that. Just in terms of just, having a show that has some substance, to it and has a message. And I'm hoping that, there's other shows out there. There's one that's particular people, that's one of our actors is actually from Lover's Game that's really good and has, just great content and script writing. But I guess, I just, connected with things that people are going through, especially with relationships and romance and that kind of thing, and kind of growing up in the 30, you know, generation, if you're in your 30s age range. And I write down notes of things that my friends are going through and kind of put it, you know, together in film. And, I guess I kind of just use that substance for it.
Well, it's very authentic. Your writing is just very authentic. So I have several clips that you have provided with me. I'd love to go ahead and play one of them and then bring the other cast members into the studio. So which clip would you like me to start out with, or do you need me to remind you what I have?
I think I sent over, there's two clips. I think one is Andrew Nielsen and Miranda McCauley. I think that clip with Greg and Julian. And there's another one I think I sent over, but it can be any clip that's best for you that you like to play.
Okay, so I'm going to go with the Greg and Julian clip. Would you like to say anything about it?
This clip is actually, it's after Julian and Anna. Their relationship gets closer, and now they're kind of, you know, a little bit, you know, involved, like, romantically. And in this clip, Greg kind of talks to her about it and says, you know, I think you're kind of rushing into it. You know, you kind of have to, you know, take your time, especially because she's married. And so on that clip, they're kind of on the rooftop. And so he's kind of just, you know, wanting her to take things slow with Anna.
Okay, I'm going to play that clip, and I'll be back with Danielle and her cast. Here's the clip.
Oh, this is Alec. Alec, this is Annabella. Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Can I help you out of your car?
Thank you. You good?
Yeah, you good? So...
Drink. Yeah, drink. Drink. Okay. Jill.
Thank you,
babe. Now, Greg is amazing. Are you really?
He's incredible.
What have you done?
Money. It's a lot of pain.
Oh.
You should definitely come to one of my shows sometime.
Yeah, we should go on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll just let you know.
Okay, good. Yeah. No, let me just go and answer. It's just a text. Okay. Yeah, I'll be right back.
What do you think that was?
So what?
You guys like girlfriend and girlfriend? Or
oh, God. I don't know. I really like her. I think we're headed towards more friends with benefits area. But I want more. Like a lot more.
Sounds complicated.
It is. I mean, is it love?
True.
She's married.
Why do you do this to yourself? I mean, the mirage of unfulfilled passion, it can only end badly. I just don't want to see you get hurt again.
I really like her. I mean, I'm just hoping something's gonna click and she'll come to her senses. You know? I am so afraid of dying alone.
Well, whatever makes you happy, I will support.
God, I love you so much. It's so fucking cold.
Cheers.
Clink.
I am ready for another round.
Oh, me too. Let's go.
Go get him.
And that's a clip from the new film Lover's Game. And Lover's Game is a love story of seduction, art, and the emotional battles that bend and break us. Danielle, I have three of your cast members on the line. I'm going to bring them all on the air right now, but I'm going to let you introduce each of them. So I've just brought onto the air Andrew, Sasha, and Nadia. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
So, Danielle, why don't you tell me how you know each of these wonderful cast people and how they ended up in your movie?
Nadia that just joined us actually worked with her with Brooklyn Is in Love. She's in for two of the seasons of that. And it's really amazing to have her on because I haven't talked to her in so long since the last time she moved back to Chile. So it's like the first time we've kind of communicated on the phone today. I just knew her from Brooklyn Is in Love. I had an amazing experience with her, and I just had to have her back for a Lover's Game. And Andrew Nielsen, who plays Greg, he actually came in for an audition with us, and I found out he was friends with Crawford. They actually worked together or did a reading at some point early on, and he was just an amazing just person to work with. And Sasha Kate Gordon, she came in for Lover's Game, and she was actually she did a photo shoot with Miranda that's in the film, and we were looking for actress to play the part of Jillian's love interest in the film, and she just did an amazing job and had a great time working with her.
Fantastic. So there's a bit of background noise coming from your line, Sasha. So I had you on mute for a second. But Sasha, tell me about your first impression of Danielle and the work that she's doing.
Sure. So I just, first of all, my impression was that she was so focused and so in the zone. Where she's working. She's so on top of it. And for her to do the cinematography, directing, and she's also the writer, makes her so versatile. And her dedication to the craft has amazed me from day one that I met her. And it's been a real pleasure working with her. Just the way she approaches things, the way she talks on the side to each character, she's really thorough in every process that she does, which she pretty much is a one-woman show. So I've been impressed with that.
Fantastic. By the way, whatever the background noise was is gone, so I don't have to put you back on hold. You're good to go. Nadia, where are you calling from today, Nadia?
I'm calling from Chile in South America.
Are you calling on Skype?
Yes.
Wow. So... Well, you get the prize for calling from the longest distance. What time is it there?
Here is 3 p.m., 3:20. Oh,
okay. And Sasha, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
And Andrew?
New York as well.
Okay. And is that where you are, Danielle?
I'm actually in New Jersey at the moment.
All right, so New York, New Jersey, Chile, and Palm Springs we're representing here. So, Andrew, when and how did you meet Danielle? What was your first impression, and how has it been to work with her?
Well, I met Danielle, like she mentioned, through our mutual friend Crawford Collins, who did the first season of Brooklyn Is in Love and stars in Lover's Game. And it's been a lot of fun to work with Danielle. I think that what sets her apart in the indie film world right now is that not only is she really talented, but she's also really, tenacious, and she's not afraid to put her work out there. She's just been amazing about, securing screenings and things like that, which is what's really important, is getting the film out there. So that's been a pleasure.
Fantastic. Now, Nadia, what would you like to say about Danielle?
Oh, hi, Danielle. I miss you so much. I haven't spoken to her in a while. I moved here a while ago. I love Danielle since day one. We met when I first auditioned for Brooklyn Is in Love a couple of years ago now. And she struck me as a very hardworking and very serious person, you know, with her work. I've seen her growing a lot from where we started season one of Brooklyn Is in Love, a humble web series that, you know, ended up being great through the next seasons as well. And then seeing her writing her first features and putting them out there, I am so proud I had the opportunity to meet her and work with her.
Fantastic. So, Danielle, they're all talking about you. What would you like to say about this cast?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? Everything that they said just kind of, like, blew my heart just listening to them, you know, talk. And I feel the same way about all of them. It's just, you know, their dedication and hard work and everything. And, you know, and I totally believe in, you know, all of them, especially, you know, everybody that's involved in the film. And especially with me, you know, just putting the film out there, you know, I definitely want it to kind of, you know, shine through and to market it, you know, best for all of them. And so just hearing them say that kind of, you know, just made my heart, you know, kind of warm my heart. So, yeah.
So where is Lover's Game in its process? Is it completely post-produced and in screenings? Where are you in the process?
Yeah, well, I actually, we signed a distribution deal with Section 2. It's a company in New York that focuses on LGBT content, and they just started, I believe it was 2 years ago when they launched it, and they have an office in New York. And so right now the film, it should be out on VOD for June 12th. Because I just spoke with the person that's in charge of Section 2 just about last week. And she said that it's going to be on VOD, on iTunes, and all the media platforms on that date. And so I'm really excited for people to finally see it and watch it online.
And that's of June 12, 2015?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, that's just less than a month away from this live broadcast, so that's very cool. I wanted to ask all of you, actually, in that last scene, one of the things that struck me was this whole notion of, let me just back up a bit. You talked about how you base storylines on your friends. And one of the themes in that scene that we played is the whole notion of friends with benefits. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to ask each of you, do you think that ever even works, friends with benefits? I mean, how do you have a friend that you sort of have sex with, but you're not in a relationship? I mean, I think people try it, but they never succeed. What's your take on that, Danielle?
I guess with that, you know, it's kind of a shaky ground, but I feel that, you know, it always kind of ends, you know, badly. I think especially in this case with Lover's Game, the two main characters are married, so it's kind of, you know, for her to be, you know, with this person, unless that person, you know, moves on and leaves her, you know, her husband. But it always kind of, it's very shaky, I think, with that. But with friends, I think it's, you know, I think it's even harder. I think it's better just to stay kind of friends in those circumstances.
So, Andrew, you can speak to the friends with benefits question, but what is it about your character that you think is most believable and authentic?
Well, I think that the nice thing about Greg and the thing that's most realistic to me is that he's, you know, he's watching out for his friend. I'm very much the same way with my friends, where I'm kind of the person that smacks a little fence into them, and hopefully they do the same for me. But I think that Greg is a loving friend who's able to see past, you know, what his friends are doing and see what it is that they're feeling that is making them act that way.
Okay, and Sasha, what would you like to say about your character?
Olivia is a really kind of in the same way, just a very young still. And when she's looking up to Jillian, she really sees this goddess, and she's so in love, and she's so protective of her as well, that she gets really territorial and kind of watches out for her own kind. And that kind of comes from maybe, you know, as she was younger, there was that void in her life that somebody needed to be. And then when Jillian becomes that person, she just, you know, is completely smitten with her.
Okay. And Nadia, what would you like to say about your character?
Well, my character is Elle, and she's a little bit of a side on the story because she represents Jillian's former love life. My character only appears in flashbacks. And this relationship that Jillian had with my character, with Elle, was very sick, you know. Elle is a very obsessive person, and she has drug problems and depressive, and she ends up in a bad way. But I think that it adds to the story. It sort of shows what Gideon's trying to escape from and sends her into the path of this lover's game.
Okay. Danielle, I'd love to know, one of the things that they say about you, they call you the female producer that never backs down, never giving up. How did you sort of gain that reputation?
I guess, you know, that's a good thing, you know, for them to say, but I would, you know, just say that in terms of, like, rain or shine, especially in New York with the snow, and, you know, I kind of just, you know, my mindset is always, you know, even the, you know, the darkest times and struggle is always, you know, actually Nadia told me a really great quote the other day, you know, there's always, you know, some light, you know, peeking through, and there's always a possibility for anything, and so, you know, I kind of just follow that theme, you know, I guess, I don't know the right word to say it, but, you know, just that same mindset of just knowing that there's always something that's possible. And I, especially with this film, just, you know, when something that I really believe in, you know, truthfully, with Lover's Game and the actors, you know, I kind of just go the extra mile. And, you know, I want the kind of the film to shine through and to people to watch it, you know, and to feel the same way that, you know, I feel when watching it. So I guess, you know, that's kind of the mindset I have.
Okay. I'm going to play another clip. This is a scene with Vincent and Annabella.
What's wrong? Come on. Talk about everything that's going on.
But why do you always advertise your shows at our dinner parties?
Because Paul and Barbara are our friends. I mean, he brought it up, not me.
No. Paul and Barbara were my friends originally, not yours.
Well, then they're not our dinner parties, then. They're yours. I mean, are you trying to say that I'm not good enough for your friends? Look, I know everything with the art gallery may seem like a big waste of time to you, but it's not to me. You used to support me before. What's changed with you?
Where are you going? Don't go. Stop. Come back. Come back. It's just... It's all my fault that we can't have kids of our own. And I am great at my job. But I can't give you a child. I just... And what does that say of the ADA of New York? We have talked about having kids since the moment we fell in love, and I just...
Hey, I love you. I love you. Nothing more, nothing less. Just don't let this break us.
And another clip from Lover Game from producer-director Danielle Earle. I'm going to be back with the entire cast and, of course, Danielle for some final remarks after this.
Did you know I'm an author? At the time of this recording, I have two books out. The first, a Living Powerfully with HIV memoir called Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It takes place throughout Asia and even in Palm Springs. It could be called Eat, Pray, Disclose. The second book, A Return to Brokeback Mountain, Photos and Interviews from the Historic Hollywood Premiere. To find these titles, go to NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Books in the main submenu. Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride Festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
In Greater Palm Springs, since 1979, the Desert Business Association has promoted and supported LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who join together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. They have many events every month. Find them at desertbusinessassociation.com.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio, it's Gadio.
And I'm speaking with Danielle Earle and the cast of Lover's Game. So, Danielle, what would you like to say about what you're working on now?
Well, right now, after Lover's Game is all done, we're working on another film called Mad About the Boy that's coming out soon. It's right now, we've been filming it at the same time during Lover's Game, so that should be out, I would say, the winter of this year. But that film is basically based on the 90s, the early grunge era and Seattle scene. So it's kind of a love story between Wendy and Kyle, and so that's more of like, you know, a comedy slash romance drama. So that's the next one that's out. And right now we're working on a short film called The Haunted Mind of an Insomniac. So we're working on that this summer. And that should be out for Halloween around that time. So it's kind of a different genre art that I'm, you know, not used to. But I'm excited about it, working on it.
Now, will you be filming in Seattle or do you use... to make New York look like Seattle?
Well, we filmed a lot of our interior scenes in New Jersey. And there's another person that's working with us, we just signed with, that's a graduate from the Seattle Institute that's filming a lot of the B-roll in Seattle. And he's going to send us, like, footage, and we're going to combine the two together. So it's going to be, like, looking like, you know, Seattle scene, but it's really filmed in New York and New Jersey, so...
Oh, very cool, very cool. So, Sasha, what are you working on right now?
So I have a showcase here in New York coming up of 8 original YX plays, and I wrote one of them, and I'm going to be starring in 2, including one that I wrote, and I have another film that I'm going to do after that, and we're in post-film that I did last summer in Toronto called Natasha, so there's a lot of exciting stuff going on around here.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Now, Nadia, have you left New York permanently or temporarily? What's going on with you?
Well, I always come and go. I used to live in New York, and then I moved to London for a while, and now I'm in Chile. You know, I go where the projects take me. I'm working in theater here in Chile. I've been here for just over a year. And in August, I'm going back to London to finish a project. And then probably back to Chile. I don't know.
Oh, I love that you're so international.
Yes.
Now, Andrew, I think Andrew had to go. But since he's not here to answer the question himself, do any of you know what Andrew's up to next?
Andrew, he's working on a series right now. It's a web series called Plant, and it won a lot of awards recently this year. So he's really busy. He's working on the season 2 right now this summer. And it was for Nashville Film Festival. He was submitted there this year. And so, right now he's producing, writing, and directing right now. So he's really doing great stuff.
That's fantastic. I'm going to conclude with a final question for each of you. By the way, the website is loversgamefilm.com. I'm going to go for Nadia, Sasha, and then Danielle. But my question is, what is it that has inspired you to identify and follow your own dreams? So, Nadia, what have the influences been for you to give yourself permission to have the life that you really want?
Well, that's a nice question, because for me it was difficult to allow myself, to give myself the permission. I did the whole, university. I did political economy at university in Buenos Aires, where I'm from, and then in London. And I had a career as an environmental consultant. And then I moved to New York, and I was surrounded by this art all the time. And, I've been doing theater on the side mm-hmm. since I was 11 years old. And there was one day when I said, you know what, I have to just give the theater and the acting the space that really deserves in my life. And I quitted my consultancy job and my security and my safety and dedicated full time to this that makes me happy. I'm poor, but happy, I have to tell you.
I love that. I love that. Not the poor part, but the happy part. I love that. And Sasha, what about you?
Well, acting has always been my huge passion, and I was in corporate world for a while, but then at some point I got an opportunity to actually do it full-time, and I cannot imagine myself doing anything else in the world. It's just something that I've always been passionate about, so doing it makes me the happiest person in the world, and what inspires me, the fact that we all have a limited time on Earth, and we should do what we love instead of wasting time doing something we don't. Because we can only do so much in a certain period of time, so I might as well make it count, make every second count, because you never know when it's going to be your last second.
Very well said. And Danielle, what about you? What has inspired you to really go for it in life?
Oh my gosh, that's a great question. I would just say, just kind of follow your heart, follow your dreams. And, a long time ago, when I was, younger in, college, I went to college in San Francisco. And so my whole, my degree was going for animation and visual effects. It was totally different to where, I am right now. And I guess, towards like the end, when I was a senior, I just thought about just, picking up the camera and, learning about film directing. And, ever since I made that kind of choice, that decision, I kind of just been, continue just going forward for that. And, and just kind of just following something that you're passionate about. And, if you really love it, just really work hard towards it. And just, it's a lot of work, but, eventually, you'll see the rewards and meeting great people, especially like Nadia and Sasha, and just creating great content and just kind of follow your heart. I guess that's the best message for that question.
Very well stated. Nadia, thank you so much for calling in from Chile.
Oh, my pleasure.
It's really great to connect with you here, and congratulations.
Oh, thanks for calling in.
My pleasure. And Sasha, thank you for calling in from New York, and continued success to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure. Danielle, one of the things that I love about creative collaboration is that it especially in something like film, is that it creates this permanent connection among all participants. And it's amazing what comes out of that as well. So the trajectory of the lives of the people that you've worked with has forever changed because of your artistic vision. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, Nicholas, for the best. You know, I really feel that, you know, everybody that's worked with me, you know, is a blessing, you know, towards me, and, you know, and it's, I guess, you know, they've helped me kind of just create, you know, great content, and with them involved in it, you know, that's the greatest reward, you know, I can ever, you know, have. And so, yeah, I don't want to take all the credit for that. You know, I just want to, having them on board, it's just been a blessing, you know, and so I want to thank you so much for having us on this program. So, you know, just overjoyed by everything that you helped us today with this interview.
Oh, listen, it's my pleasure. Just out of curiosity, how did you know of my show?
I was searching online. I was looking for radio stations in the California area, and I found your website. I was listening to your podcast and on Blog Talk Radio, and I just want to say that the commentary and everything is just, you know, phenomenal. And so I was like, I have to email Nicholas Snow right now and see if he could, you know, feature us on his show. And, you know, I'm so happy and glad that I did. And he just responded back right away. And so everything's been up since then.
Well, I'm really glad it worked out. And I want to give a shout out to the Huffington Post as well. They carry my show like 2 or 3 times a week. So I appreciate that. You say, I'm reading from some biographical material, you say pain is all a part of the journey, and that's why I love writing love stories so much. The beauty and self-identity in what is painful, but at the same time, it's what makes us stronger and more determined. As a producer, I've dealt with having to roll with the punches. I told myself, quitting is easy, but hanging in there is the hardest part. It shows the power in your ability more than anything else. Well said.
So much.
So have you been lucky in love?
Me? No. You know, the thing is, like, I feel that, you know, I always tell people about it. Like, I feel like my lover is like my films, like, in a way, or my, you know, my child, you know, kind of a thing. So I'm so, like, hooked on getting, you know, mostly. So I haven't found any love, you know, sadly. So it's kind of like Bristol's love, you know, type of thing. But, you know,
I can relate. My partner is sort of my long-term media activism. So maybe I won't have a husband, but perhaps I'll have a co-host. You never know.
Right.
Well, once again, congratulations, Danielle. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
My pleasure. Have a wonderful day, and cast me in your next movie if I'm right for the part. So that's Danielle Earle, producer and director from Lover's Game. The website is loversgamefilm.com, and there you can actually find the biographical rundowns of all the cast, including those who were on the show and those that were not. And I want to thank all of you for listening to the show. And please share this particular episode to all of your social networks. And I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Nicholas Snow Live. Find all of our advertisers and everything Nicholas Snow at NicholasSnowLive.com. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. Anytime, 24/7, you may direct tweet at The Nicholas Snow, or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on The Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air. When communicating with or about the show using any form of social media, be sure to use the hashtag Nicholas Snow Live. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangouts. So subscribe at YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. That's YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. This show is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.